And again, it is 8:37. You're listening to KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Layla, and here with me in the studio are Jennifer and Crystal from the Ketchikan Public Health Office, and they're here to talk about the free flu clinic. So go ahead and, when, where, and how.
Good morning. Yeah, we're here to talk about the point of dispensing exercise that we're having on October 20th. At Ketchikan High School from 10 to 2. And that is a preparedness exercise. So what a point of dispensing exercise actually is basically a clinic that you set up in a non-clinical setting like the Ketchikan High School. And you basically, it's a way for you to dispense or give medications or vaccines to the entire population of Ketchikan. This is actually just practice. So we are giving out free flu vaccines to kind of go through how that would look like in a real emergency. Point of dispensing would be set up if, like, you had some kind of infectious disease outbreak or bioterrorist attack or some kind of accidental biohazard released into the environment that you needed to treat the community.
Okay, and so this is a way for you to practice doing that and also vaccinate everybody for the flu.
For the flu, yes. Last flu season was very devastating, about 80,000 deaths last year in the United States. So, you know, we have the flu vaccine. It does prevent flu. And even if you were to get some kind of flu, because it only protects four different strains, it decreases the severity of the flu.
If you had another strain.
If you had another strain that didn't cover it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So. And okay. And then, anytime somebody mentions the flu vaccine, there's invariably somebody who says, I don't want to get it, or last time I got it, this is the only time I've ever been sick in my life, et cetera, et cetera. So what do you say to convince folks like that to get the vaccine?
So that is a question that you hear all the time. I got the flu after I got the flu vaccine. So the flu vaccine is not a live virus, so it is not possible to get the flu from it. However, you can get sick afterwards. If you think about how vaccines work, you're injected with a dead virus, basically, and your immune system has to react to that. So while it's reacting to that, it can decrease your immunity for other things. So you catch that cold that's been, you kind of been fighting off, but didn't quite get over. Very few people actually know what the flu would feel like. It is not the common cold. It is something that's going to keep you down for a long time.
Okay. And what does the flu feel like?
So the flu would be, it comes on all of a sudden. It doesn't gradually come on, and you get a high fever, chills, you would be very fatigued, very dehydrated, and you would be sick for usually around 2 weeks it takes to get over that.
Okay. And how do you, in addition to getting the flu vaccine, what are some really easy common sense ways for people to avoid getting sick? I mean, nobody can completely 100% avoid it, but reduce the chances.
The most effective way to prevent the flu is hand hygiene, basically. Really, anytime that you are in public, you're touching that cart, you should be wiping it down beforehand, and then washing your hands. Don't touch your eyes and your mouth. Those kind of things. And stay home when you're sick so you're not spreading it to other people. Those are the things.
Okay, great. Anything else you wanted to discuss?
I did want to mention, too, that they are having a point of dispensing exercise, so a flu clinic in Craig on the 13th. So those that live on POW, they will be having it at the Craig High School from 9:30 to noon. So that's available in that community as well.
Okay, so October 13th in Craig and the 20th in Ketchikan, both at the high schools.
High schools, yeah.
All right, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate you coming in and letting folks know about this event. Get a free flu vaccine and protect yourself this winter.
Thank you.
All right. The time is 8:42.